Good morning, everybody. We're here for another SCP. That's from the ever-glorious, ever-wonderful Dr. Wondertainment himself. Let's just hope this poor soul isn't nearly as tortured as Mr. Laugh. Anyway, today's is short and sweet. Today we got SCP-905, otherwise known as Mr. Chameleon. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-905 is to be contained in a 6-meter by 6-meter by 3-meter containment cell painted matte black. This cell is to be devoid of any mirrors or windows. 2 LED arrays are to be installed in cells housing SCP-905. Every 4 hours, SCP-905 is to be fed for 20 minutes. As of current regulations on Mr.'s, SCP-905 is to be contained in a hall of sight. Description: SCP-905 is a sentient entity composed of photons. These photons form a humanoid shape that has been described as fuzzy but definite. It is roughly 1.75 meters tall, however, its mass is immeasurable. SCP-905 has shown the ability to speak through the manipulation of air particles, but its mechanism to perform this is unknown. SCP-905 is capable of the same movement as a human male of the same body structure, but due to its photonic nature, it's unable to manipulate solid objects aside from emitting weak electromagnetic radiation. Solids such as doors must be moved for SCP-905 before it can leave or enter a room. SCP-905 has the ability to pass through windows and other transparent objects. The photons SCP-905 is composed of follow the usual laws of probability in this case, and will reflect back from the transparent object at a rate of 5%. Separating any reflected photon from SCP-905's influence. SCP-905 describes this as painful but bearable. SCP-905 sheds its photons at a consistent rate of approximately 0.001% of its body volume per second. These photons are emitted at a weight of 380 nanometers to 780 nanometers, or within the human spectrum of visible light. SCP-905 shows the ability to change the wavelength emitted to match its background. SCP-905's lack of a shadow can make detecting SCP-905 while hidden problematic. SCP-905 shows an inability to absorb colored lights. Due to SCP-905's constant loss of photons, SCP-905 must be fed regularly in order to maintain a healthy body volume. Conversely, feeding SCP-905 too large an amount of photons causes SCP-905 to experience an oversaturation. SCP-905 finds this extremely painful and describes it in a similar manner to human burns. Placing a mirror near SCP-905 in an attempt to feed SCP-905 its own emissions results in SCP-905 expressing extreme discomfort. When questioned, SCP-905 replied, "Would you enjoy eating your own?" SCP-905 was discovered at the entrance of site. Addendum 905-1. The words Mr. Chameleon from Little Misters by Dr. Wondertainment are printed upon SCP-905's left calf. SCP-905 shows an inability to change the wavelength emitted by this print. This is a designation appears as 1 in document SCP-909-A. Alright. Well, at the very least, it seems like this one isn't some poor tortured soul and is someone actually content with their existence. however strange or abnormal it may be. Regardless, that's it for today's session. I hope you guys all enjoyed yourself, and I'll see you next time. Have a good day for now.